Blog Talk Radio.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many think you were on earth a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word. Say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread, send down some glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were.
What do we call?
Grateful, because if it had not been for you, we would not be here. We opened our eyes this morning, God, because you gave us the strength to open our eyes. We were able to rise because you gave us strength in our limbs and the facilities of our body. We were able to get here, God, because you blessed us and brought us the way of safety and did not allow harm to come to us, Lord. We're grateful to again come into your presence, because we know where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And as we come before you today, have your way, Lord. Let flesh be crucified, that you might be glorified, that your people might be edified, in the name of Jesus. For God, in you is life. And that's what we seek, God, life, eternal life, God. And we pray, oh God, today that you will touch every person that have come seeking you, Lord. Bind the hand of the devil, God. Rebuke the hand of the enemy, Lord. God, let your anointing that resonates in this place even now, God, let there be an outpouring on your people. We need you, God, to take us to another level in you, Lord. God, we're faced with demonic forces, God. Evil spirits have come up against us, Lord, and we need to be fortified with your power. God, we can't make it on our own strength, God. We don't have enough to stand on, Lord. But we know, God, that your joy is our strength. Fill us up on today in the name of Jesus. Somebody have come this morning burdened down, God, with the issues of life, God. Somebody, God, is in the battle of their life. Somebody's, God, fighting in their mind and in their spirit, Lord, where the devil have come in to war against them, Lord. But we thank you, God, because we know greater are you that's within us than he that is within this world, God. We know, God, that you are a deliverer, Lord, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you're no short of your promise, Lord, and you're able to deliver us, Lord. Touch us on today, Lord. We need you like never before. Fill us up with the Holy Ghost, God, and give us a refilling, Lord, that when we leave here today, Lord, we can leave with your anointing, Lord, that as we meet men and women, boys and girls, they might be converted to know who you are, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you because you are a healer. You're the God that healeth thee, and healing is in your wings, and you're able to touch our feeble bodies. You're able to save our troubled souls, and in the name of Jesus, bind every demon, Lord, every demonic force, Lord, God, that comes to keep us in the same place, Lord. We're willing, God, to surrender and say yes to your will, Lord. We're willing to turn our lives, God, over into your hands, Lord, because we come to the place, God, where we realize like never before, we need you, Jesus. More than anything we know, we need you, Jesus. While men are trying to find, God, solutions to this chaotic world, God, we're looking to you, Lord, because we know for every right desire, there is an answer, and Jesus, you're that answer. There's no need for us, God, to turn hither or thither, Lord. We need but to look for you, Lord, because you're the answer, God, for our troubled lives, Lord. Touch on the day, God. Break every yoke, oh God. Save on the day, God. Deliver on the day, God. Jesus, we need you, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We're crying out to you, Lord. We know that you're able to save our souls. We know that you're able, God, to heal our bodies, Jesus. We know that you're able, God, to turn our situations around. Jesus, No other help we know. No other help we know. No other help we know, God. You're able, Jesus, to deliver our children. You're able, Jesus, to save the unsaved husband. You're able, Jesus, to heal the cancer patient. Nothing too hard for you, Jesus. No other God we know. We know that you're able, Jesus. We know that you're able, Jesus. We say yes to your will, God. Yes to your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. And we'll thank you for it. And we'll give your name the praise. And we'll bless you, Lord. Yes, we thank you, Lord. And we bless your holy name. Come on, open your mouth and give the Lord some praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Mr. Fred Hammond. And Jesus, Jesus, that's what we call. He's the living word today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Pastor Hinton prayed the prayer of faith this morning, and we thank God. We thank God today. And all of this helped me out in the mornings. Yeah, and so I'm grateful unto him. Welcome to Jesus in the Morning. I'm your host, Evangelist Barbara Pittman of Freedom Doors Ministries, and I come to you live each weekday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And today is June the 17th, 2021. And we're grateful unto God for 6 months and 17 days into this new year. Nobody but you, Lord. We can truly say that. Nobody but you. He brought us all the way up until this present time, and we are so grateful unto him, because see, there's none like him. Nobody love us in the way that Almighty God loves us. Yeah, nobody care about you like he does. He's the one and only. Oh yeah, nobody understand us like he does. Oh yeah, he's an understanding God, because see, he know the very intent of our hearts. He know the very intent of our thinking. Why do we think like this? Ah, yeah. And so we're grateful this morning, and we appreciate him today. And today we have Pastor John Adolph, and the title of his message is Something to Shout About. And there's a brother, his name is Brother Rollins. I know Brother Rollins for quite a while. He used to live here in Jacksonville. And I think he moved to Atlanta. But anyway, Brother Rollins brings these great preachers with great messages. And I was doing something, and I got an alert to come take a listen. And when I went to listen, it was Pastor John Adolph. And he preaching the message, Something to Shout About. And I just had a good time listening. I couldn't shut up on there. I just keep on, you know, amening them and, you know, preach it, sir, and that kind of thing. And I said to Brother Rollins, I said, I am going to bring this to the morning show and let the listeners hear Dr. Adolph. Yeah, because it's a powerful message. It's a good message for the people of God, because see, no matter what, we have a right to praise him. No matter what go on in our lives, if we praise him, he will not only see us through, he'll bring us through it. Oh, yes, he will, over and over and over again. And so I love it when the preacher tell me to praise him. Yeah, I love it when the preacher tell me, go on and say amen, you know. Go on and give God some praise. Because today and every day, it's him that's worthy of all the glory, of all the honor, and of all the praise. Yeah. So we thank him this morning. And we give glory and honor to Almighty God, who have all the power. And thankful unto him today. Appreciate him, love him, and show him we love him by our obedience. Yeah. And I just thank him. I just thank him for all he has done, what he's doing right now, and what he's going to do. Great and mighty things for his people. And we are his people today. And without him, We got to remember we can do nothing without Almighty God. And so we thank him this morning. We're going to one more song of the morning. And when we come back, we'll come back with continue to share about the goodness of the Lord. And then we're going right into the message of Dr. Adolph, John Adolph. Something to shout about today. Oh, yeah, we have plenty that we can shout about. Hallelujah.
You are an angel. Let God have his way. You are an angel. Right now.
radio not just for your ears, but also for your spirit. Jesus in the Morning Radio. And you're with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Mr. Keith Wonderboy Johnson. This morning, let go and let God have his way. Yeah, if you want more peace, you want more joy, you want more happiness, it may not change the situation right away. But if you still want that in the midst of your trial, let it go and let God have his way in your life. Believe what he said. Believe that you're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Yeah, you're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus that loves you. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Yeah, we got to believe this morning and let it go, let it go. Because God is waiting for the praises. He's not waiting on those that are going to sit back and keep focusing on what's going on in their lives that they're not happy about. No, our trials come to make us strong. If we don't learn anything, we won't know anything. We got to learn some stuff in order to know. Had God not been faithful to me back in the day, I wouldn't know he would be faithful unto me today. Had I not gone through many trials and tribulations and had the patience to wait for him to bring me out, I wouldn't know today. Had I never been hungry, I would not know what it is to be fed by God. Yeah. Had I not been homeless, I wouldn't know what it is to be have a place to live that God gave me. Huh? Come on today. Come on. I can remember when I was in school. At 50-something years old, it wasn't an easy task for me. And some days I had to stay online all day just to find one little small answer. But I was determined. And because I was determined, I stayed until I got the answer. And when I put my answer in, then I could get off the computer and go do something else. Read, because there was a lot of reading involved. And people wanted to talk to me, and I wasn't able to really talk a lot because I had to study a lot, you see, because I was determined to graduate. And whether I graduated with a 4.50 or whatever, I was determined to graduate. And I was determined to have a 4.0. Yes, I was. I was determined and got it. Yes, it took something to get it. So whatever it is you're wanting from the Lord, it takes something to get it. It takes faith. It takes continuing to have faith. It takes continuing to trust Almighty God who have all power. It takes daily looking to the hills from which cometh our help. All our help comes from the Lord. He made the heavens and the earth. Our help don't come from us. Our help comes from him when we obey him. When we do what's necessary for him to come in and bless us. Come in and work miracles in our lives. Come in and turn things around. Oh, I feel all right this morning right there. It takes something, I'm telling you today, to get something. And I want to share this morning. Nothing is free in this life. Now, in the next life to come, when we go back with him, everything will be free. But in this life, nothing is free. Somebody says salvation is free. No, it's not free. Jesus paid a precious price for salvation for us. It wasn't free. And must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone. And I'm telling you, I know there's a cross for me. So many times we're going to go through some stuff. Yeah, it's going to be like a stagnant. It's going to be like we stuck. We're not stuck. We're learning. God is teaching us. We're in school. We're in class. And how many know after you study so far, there's a test? Yeah. In every class, once a week, he gave a test, or she gave a test. There were other classes I had to take. I think I had about four classes. And once a week, or every 2 weeks, there was a test to prove to the professor and the college or the university that you learned what they taught. And then once a month, there was a major test for each one of those classes now. Yeah. And at the ending of everything, there was a huge test. And if you passed that huge test in each class, it told them what I've taught you for 2 to 4 years, what I have taught you, you have learned. And this stuff, you could not memorize it. You had to learn it. Yeah, it was nothing. Because see, when you memorize something, you can forget. But if you learn it, you'll never forget. And see, I couldn't memorize God. Hallelujah. I couldn't memorize faith. I couldn't memorize trust. I couldn't memorize remembering low and humble is the way. I couldn't memorize it. I had to learn it. So God sent the trials that would teach me to learn it so that I'll never forget it. Hallelujah, Jesus. I can remember walking down Vineland Road in Orlando. A couple of blocks over from John Young. I can remember walking to and from work. Yeah. And on my way, I would meet people and talk with them on the street. I didn't know anything about these people. I felt like I was in a strange land. Yeah, I was from Jacksonville, Florida, had just come out of Birmingham, Alabama. It was weird to me. But I kept on going. I kept on obeying. I didn't have no friends coming around. I didn't have nobody but Jesus. No family was there. Yeah, but I kept going in him. And let me tell y'all something. Sometimes family and friends, they love you now. Don't get it twisted, as the world says. They do love you. And even if they don't associate with you often, they love you. But many times they're trying to prove to the world that they're different from you. I get it all the time. Oh, that's my crazy aunt. Oh, that's my aunt. You know she a Christian. So they don't want the world to think they are like me. And see, one thing about me, I don't change. What you see is what you get all my life. What you hear, I promise you, is real. It is just me. I don't change. As they say, airs, I don't put on airs. I don't switch myself around to be this way for you and that way for them. No, I am who I am. And see, many times because I'm real, I keep it 100. I'm telling you the truth. They try to show the world they're not like me because, see, they're not keeping it 100. What they're doing is to impress people. I'm not an impressor. if any impressing go on, you got to impress me because I'm not here to impress you. That just was never, as they say, my forte. That was just not who I am. What you see, what you deal with is what you get. I'm just plain and simple, straight up real. A lot of things I have said, people are like, woo, but it was the truth. It was what it was. It is what it is. But they don't do it like that. And when you've gone to school, they teach you different. And you're looking at even your own family, your children, your friends, your mama, your parents. You've been to school, so you come home and play the role with them because that's mama them. But you looking at people, ooh, this and that. Because, see, you've been taught something different before you. See, when you left home, you was one way. When you left school, you became somebody else because they taught you something. And in school, they call themselves teaching you to be real. In school, they call themselves teaching you, don't say what you don't know. Facts. That's what they teach you. Make sure you go on according to the facts. How many know many of the facts are not true? How many know that? They teach us Socrates and all he spoke. And he was a big fornicator and a drunk. And I'm going to follow him and not Jesus. I'm going to give more to these people than I give to the God who made me. See, some people worship in the universe. Y'all heard about that, haven't you? Why would I worship the universe when I can worship him that made the universe? You see how big it is, don't you? I prefer the maker, not what he made. See, he made preachers. I can't worship the pastor. I got to worship God, the one that made the pastor. And the one that opened the door and gave me a mediator between me and him. So I don't have to run to the pastor. I can run to Jesus. Because the pastor got to go to Jesus. Why don't I just cut the middleman out, go on to Jesus, and get my petition answered, get my petition fixed? I love the pastor. I believe in pastors. I got me one, a good one. Little short man, kicks carpet, preach the truth. Ooh, this boy is nobody's joke. I love him. I love his wife. I love the ministry. But I got Almighty God. I got his son, Jesus. And see, what he does, Jesus, no man can do it. So I stay with him that can answer prayer. I stay with the one that in the midnight hour when I need situations turned around, he can turn it around. I stay with the one when I don't have money, but a bill is due. He makes a way where I know no way. Hey, I stay with the one that no matter what the finance company, the mortgage company, or nobody else say, I stay with the one who says yes, and that's what the answer is. I stay with the one when I'm unemployed. I don't have no work. I have no paycheck. He yet makes a way. Out of no way, because he don't just make ways, he is the way today. He's the truth and he's the life. And so I look at a lot of stuff that's going on. I was on Facebook and a family member said something several times and I said something back. Nothing was said back to me. Because you want the world to think you're not like me. Oh, but in that great and notable day, you're going to wish that you was. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? When God comes back here, you're going to wish you had done what I did. You're going to wish that you had prepared for his return daily. You're going to wish that you had worked in the vineyard while it was day, because now night done come and you can't see how to work. You're going to wish that you had loved those who appeared to be unlovable. You're going to wish that you didn't think more of yourself than you ought. You're going to wish that you would have gave when you didn't have it to give. You're going to wish that you'd have kept faith and trust in Almighty God. Hallelujah. Because the one you denying is the one coming back with him to judge the world. Oh, y'all watch yourself this morning. Don't worry about them. Keep doing what you're doing for the Lord. Keep walking upright before him. Yeah, keep getting the spots and wrinkles out of you. You're going to be one of the ones that come back with him to judge the world. Yeah, see, because we got to understand some things. Everything is not for everybody. And they love you now. My family, they love me. Don't get it twisted now. We're not together often or nothing, but let me call one of them and say, hey, I'm sick over here. I can't lift my head. I'll be on over there in a little while. Here they come. Folk come last week to visit. I had no clue these people would come. I didn't know they would come here. Whole bunch of them. But we're not together every day. And everything I say, they're not chasing behind it. I know they love me. But sometimes folk trying to prove to the world, I'm not like her. You heard the things they say she done, didn't you? See, she get on there and on Facebook and she ride out. She get on Facebook and tell her business. I can't do that. Yeah, because you got secrets. And one day the devil gonna expose the secrets right where you don't want to, in your board meeting. Yeah, while you're sitting there with the president of the company, that devil will expose you. Uh-huh. While you're on that date with the one you truly want to impress, that devil will expose you right there on your date. See, whoever come for me, they know. They know she kind of rough, rugged, and real. You know what I'm saying? She kind of rough around the edges because I don't pull no punches. I tell the truth. And men have often said, I want an honest woman. That's not what they really want. Because when you tell them the truth, they can't handle it. Yeah, I'm just telling you the truth around here myself. And I would ask me something, I would tell you the truth about me. Because I'm an adult. I'm 64 years old. I don't have to lie to nobody. God provides for me. He said a liar won't tear in his sight. I don't have to lie to God, so why would I lie to people? I don't have it to do. I can just be straight up with you. Yeah. Well, did you get a traffic ticket? Yes, I did. Did you really earn that traffic ticket? Well, looking at the picture that they gave me, it don't look right. But thinking back on it, I think I did run that red light. I believe I really ran that red light, and God had mercy on me. He let them charge me $200, but he gave the magistrate, gave me favor with the magistrate. And the magistrate said, well, send me $50 a week or $50 a month or $25 or whatever you can afford. And I see that you're paying this off. I won't bother you. Your license won't be suspended because the magistrate just wanted the money. You understand? So God is faithful. Yeah. And I told the sheriff's office, yeah, I ran that light, y'all. Thinking back on it. And they had to laugh. I talked with a deputy yesterday. And, oh, my goodness. You know, God gives you favor. And God sends who you need. It can be 10 of them that's against you. God will send the one that's for you out of the 10. You hear me? It can be 100 against you and one for you. God will single out that one that's for you and send them to you. And the way the deputy talked to me yesterday, oh, I was impressed with her. Oh, I was real impressed with her. Just down to earth, plain and simple, plenty of respect. Caucasian lady. Yeah, I had to throw that in there, you know, because they think all white cops against black folks. Very respectful. I was on the phone the first time she called me, and I said, can you hold on 1 minute? She said, well, I tell you what, I'll call you back in a few minutes. Finish your phone call. And I got my phone call finished, and she called me back. And when she called me back, just as respectful, she said, are you done with your phone call? I said, yes. That impressed me right there, that she thought enough of me to allow me to finish what I was doing, then talk with her. She said, well, you're on the right track, and go do this and go do that. Because what happened is someone opened a checking and savings account over at TD Bank in my name. Had my social security number and everything. Do y'all hear me? So I went on yesterday and started making arrangements to take care of all this situation and to fix it where it cannot happen again. And even if it tried to happen again, I will be alerted. And the company that they're trying to do it with will see the alert. Yeah. I'm not going to let the devil play with me around here. I serve the true and living God that have all power. There's no higher power. Because, see, there's a lot of scamming that go on, even from overseas. And some of them people have come to these United States, and they don't have nothing for the U.S. people, United States of America, for its citizens, which are Americans. So they come over here trying to skim and scam because they don't like us. A lot of these people are Muslims. Yeah. Yeah, identity theft, Brother Louis. And I thought to myself, coming to fool with me, you got to be crazy. Boy, I don't have no good credit like that. But I was building on my credit, so my credit looked, you know, pretty good. But I don't have money like that, and I don't get loans and all this stuff. I bank with certain banks, and that's it. Because I don't have enough money to bank with banks like big banks, TD Bank and all of that. BBB, you got to have some money. Yeah, I have no money. Coming to take the little bit I got, I'm trying to do ministry with my little bit. Yeah, every dime or every extra penny I get, it go to ministry. Yeah, I have to pay for Jesus in the morning. I have to pay for Microsoft, Yola, and all this stuff. And you coming to take some, get somewhere. When I'm praying for you overseas and the prayer's working. And look at this, y'all. I planted a seed for someone in prison. Planted a seed that they would be financially blessed because they was trying to pay an attorney and get back before the judge and all kind of stuff. And to be honest with you, I had the money at one time, but I used the money to plant seeds and other things, you know. And so I planted the seed for them. And how about God gave all the inmates, basically in the United States, stimulus money? Prisoners locked up in prison. I ain't talking about jails and things. You might get out and work and file an income tax. I'm talking about folks locked up with years. Some folks got life. Some people got 30, 20, 25 years. Some people will never see daylight again, not out here. And God gave the whole thing, everybody, a stimulus check. Gave them the first $600 and gave them the last $1,400. That first $1,200, they didn't get it. I hadn't planted the seed yet. He brought this to my attention and showed me. I was that's all I could say. I planted the seed for one person, planted it for everybody. Because I said to myself, I said, well, that's the only way he could have got it, if God had to give it to everybody. See, he shined on the just as well as the unjust. Because the just is blessed, it would cause the unjust. Remember, he said that we're the candle that sit on the hill that can't be hid. He said, we're the salt of the earth. We're what give the earth its savor. If it was not for us here, he'd have been got rid of this thing like he did back in the day of Noah. You saw what he did, don't you? He got rid of everybody but Noah and his family, 8 people. So he got so many today, and he's allowing those that have not gotten it right with him to get it right with him, until he have not ended it yet. Oh, but it's coming up. This is why we are preparing. It's coming. We're going to look up and he parting in the sky. Uh-huh. What we going to do? Oh, I want to bow down and worship. I want to run and worship. I want to run and praise him. Ooh. Ooh. Because even if I got there and he told me, depart from me, I don't know you. I would be hurt, but I have to respect him. I would be hurt, but I have to respect him, because there's a way to seem right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. But I just don't believe he's going to turn me away. I don't believe I believe when I get there, he's going to accept me in. I love him today. Doing all I believe I can do to please him and to satisfy him and to do what he can accept. Because I learned a long time ago, he just don't accept any old thing. And I'm grateful unto him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank him this morning. So look, we're going to one more song of the morning. And when we come back, we're coming back with Dr. John Robert Adolph. And he's going to share the message, something to shout about. All of that I said this morning, for me, is to shout about. It's more than enough for me to shout about. Because God has brought me, I'm telling you, a mighty long way, from 93 to 2021. from 1957 to 2021. He has brought me a long way. I didn't get here on my own. For without him, I can do nothing. Day after day, even when I didn't remember, he remembered to bring me through. When I was a criminal, when I was a sinner, he yet had patience to wait until September 29, 1993. He had the patience to wait on me. See, because he knew once I found him, I would stay. He knew when I came to him, what I said to him, I meant it from my heart. He said in his word, that good thing I began to do in you, I will continue to do it until the day I die, the day he come back. So he knew I would allow him to do it in me. Every trial, every test. Sometimes I had to repeat a trial or repeat a test because I didn't pass it the first time. I didn't get the lesson. I wanted more of a memorizing. And if I'd memorized, I was going to forget it. So he brought it back again so I would learn. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And now that I learn, I don't quickly forget. And some things, even if I forget, his spirit reminds me. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Look, I'm telling you, when you wait on him, what you was expecting, you're going to get more. I don't care what you're waiting on him for. When it comes, it's going to bring much more. He's going to give you that and some extra. I was waiting to have the lanai pressure wash. I was waiting to do this. And he told me, wait. I want to be a little anxious. Wait. He did all of that. Now he brought some other things. He brought some things that I kept saying I wanted, but I really wasn't seeking to get it. You know, I really wasn't expecting it to come this fast. And he went on and moved on it. Move so fast on it, that's all I can say. And then I prayed the prayer of faith. I said, God, you've given me these things, and Lord, I need you to pay for them because I don't have the money. Lord, I need you to move. And Father, move for these things like you did the truck in the name of Jesus. He'll do it for you. What is it you want? He'll open a door. Sometimes we want things in the way we want it. God will bring it a whole nother way. Because he got ways we never heard of. He got moves we've never seen before. Oh, we've seen him move. I've seen him move from 93, from 57 until now. And he yet got ways to move I never saw before. Hallelujah, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. Go on and tell God what you want. Step out in faith. And go on and get it. Yeah, go on and get it. I had been looking in the Romans catalog. I love Romans. And I happened to look over in the Woman Within. And I saw a couple of things over there I really liked. Go on and get it. But I'm trying to become debt free. I'm trying to pay some things off. Go on and get it. I went on and got it. Got it out of Romans and Woman Within. I'm telling you what he'll do. Because if he's doing it, how is it that you trumping and calculating? How you doing that? And that's what I was doing. I was calculating on me. He come to let me know you'll never do it because you never had the money to do it with. You got to trust me. And I'm going to do what I got to do. Hallelujah. Obey me. You heard the word said that obedience is better than the sacrifice. Obey God. Be a blessing unto somebody. And watch God pay you. He won't owe any man. Even if you praise him, he won't owe you for a praise. And he's due to praise. Worship him. He won't owe you for worshiping, and he's due all the worship. But because you praise him and worship him, he sent his blessings down upon us. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Woo! Yes, Lord Jesus. I thank him today. Yeah. I told my daughter, and she told me, Shante, say, Mama, ooh, we've been blessed more during the pandemic than we ever been before the pandemic. I said, and that is true. And this is what he does for his people. Because I can truly say before the pandemic, weeping may endure for a night. Once the pandemic hit, joy came in the morning. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? He's that kind of God. He's got that kind of power, even in the midst of foolishness that he allowed. He yet blesses people because he allowed it. He could have stopped it. It never could have come here. It never could have entered into the world. But he didn't stop it, so he allowed it. We accept what God allowed. And when he gives instructions, we follow his instructions and we move on in him. Hallelujah. It didn't affect Jesus in the morning. Made it better. Huh? It didn't affect where I live. I'm still living in the same spot. It didn't affect what I drive. Still driving the same thing. It did affect what I eat because I was eating better. I eat the good of the land. He opened a door and made a way. And for the evening, it just popped up. I'm like, my goodness, I'm big enough. Well, that means share with somebody else. You got more than you need. Share with somebody else. Yeah, because there are families that need milk every day. I know in my household when I was bringing my kids up, they needed milk every day, 2 gallons, 3 gallons. Gallons of milk, because they wasn't just eating cereal. They come in the house from school, they just pour them up a glass of milk. Can you get a glass of water in my mind? I couldn't tell them that now. Because it was my job to feed them. But I wanted to say, can you get a glass of that free water over there? Because it's free. That milk costs 15 boxes of cereal. Because everybody had to have different kind. One person needs 2 different kinds. Another person, they only eat 1 kind. Another child, he eat 2 different cereals. So you got all of that in the pantry. And when all else fail, they don't feel like a Debbie snack cake. You know, I would go to the bakery and buy like 50 snack cakes from the bakery and put them in the deep freezer, you know, to keep them, make them last longer. But they didn't stay in there very long. Sometimes I didn't get a chance to put them in there. They was going through it so fast. So they come in and they just don't feel like a honey bun. So they pour up a bowl of cereal. And then one bowl didn't set them straight, so they went back and got another bowl that's more milk. Yeah, bread, it didn't stand a ghost of a chance. Because they come in and they want a sandwich, and they want a glass of milk, and they want another glass of milk to eat the snack cake with all in one sitting. You could tell they was eating good by looking at them. They wasn't fat, but they was healthy. Yeah, God did all of this. And he's still in the blessing business. I don't care how many children you have. I don't care what's on your plate. What kind of house you got, what kind of bills you got. God is still in the blessing business. And if you ask him with a sincere heart and believe God, he'll do it for you. He loved you. He won't let his son suffer and die, and he won't pay a house note. What? He won't pay what? A phone bill? What are you talking about? You mean to tell me God won't pay $100 phone bill a month? Are you kidding me? But he let his son suffer like that and die, but a phone bill he won't pay? A house note he won't pay? He won't pay for your child to go to college. What you say? He'll do all of that. But where's your faith? And where's your trust? And I'm talking about you can't have it one time. Every time you got to trust it. Because many days it looks like it's not going to get done. But you got to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he's going to do it in his perfect time. And if he wants you to let it go, he'll let you know, let that go. I'm doing something different. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm giving you better. That was just a stepping stone. Now I'm going to give you the real thing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So listen, we're going to one more song of the morning. And then when we come back, we're coming back with Dr. John Robert Adolf. Something to shout about. Oh, I love this message here. I heard it again and again and again. And it did me some good. Hallelujah. Over and over again, it did me some good. And I thank God for it this morning. I got to refresh y'all and get in here. All right, I should have it now. Let me make sure I got it. Oh, yeah, it's in there now. I had to redo some stuff and fix it this morning. And the Lord blessed us. All right, let's go to this one.
Yes, there were times in my life when I thought I would never.
spreading the love worldwide. www.jesusinthemorningradio.com.
Thank you, Jesus. He turned it. He turned it. He turned my morning into day. All right now, right now. All right now, my night, he turned today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I might have weep last night. Oh, but this morning, he turned it around for me. Hallelujah. So I'm grateful this morning unto him, Almighty God, who have all the power. There's no higher power. And if we can but trust him and keep the faith, believe, believe. Yeah, it looks like it's not coming. Oh, it's on the way. He's got perfect timing. Oh, and when it get there, you're so glad. Hallelujah. You thought you needed it a few days before. No, today is that day you needed it. And this is the day he sent it. Because the day is the day of need. He supplied need according to his riches and glory by his, oh, hallelujah, his son, Christ Jesus. I'm grateful right there. All right, we're going in with Dr. John Adolph. Something to shout about.
And just say, neighbor, I'm glad to be in church. The preacher needs your prayers and all of your amens. Tonight's sermon subject, something to shout about. Find one more hand. Grab that hand too. Go on and tell them, I know it's been a long day, but the preacher needs an amen corner. Tell them tonight's sermon subject, something to shout about. You may be seated in the presence of our God. It happens when cool air rushes through the mouth down the esophagus, filling the lung capacity with air, pressing down on the diaphragm, causing warm, hot air to rush past the vocal cords with great speed, causing the voice box and the vocal cords in thereof to rattle and shake, causing a loud sound to fall from the lips. We would know it as a shout. And I submit to you tonight as we conclude that we hear shouting all around us all of the time. I went to a high school graduation, Central Senior High School, and those parents were so proud when their children walked across their stage until they shouted the whole time. But one particular young man, Daquan Randall, when he walked across that stage, they didn't just ring cowbells. They didn't just clap. They blew air horns and shouted for several moments. I know why, because Daquan was probably one of those kids that did not graduate magna cum laude, summa cum laude, valedictorian. He graduated, thank you, Lordy. And they knew that it took the hand of God to get him across that stage.
Amen.
I've heard it happen at football games and athletic complexes when the Jags score a touchdown. Nobody has to come in and say, why don't you give them a shout or a hand clap? It happens and the stadium rocks. The people shout all over the place. And I've been told, even though I've never been there for that purpose, that it happens in Las Vegas, Nevada, where they say everything that happens in Vegas is supposed to stay in Vegas, that when that one-armed bandit pays off, I'm sorry, you punch a button, we high tech now, but by the time that joker does pay off and the money starts to fall and the lights on top of a slot machine go whirling, nobody has to tell anybody to do it. They shout all by themselves. And there was once even a time in New York City where on December the 31st in Times Square, they would have a large lit ball that they would let descend. And as it descended with people doing a countdown, they would shout and scream for the victory of a new year. And it used to happen in church. Believe it or not, there was a time in the house of the Lord where we were not so quiet, so quaint, so cool, so dignified. Don't let people fool you. I've been Black and Baptist all my life, and there was a time where the church of the living God shouted on purpose.
Amen.
I can remember, Pastor Charles, I would sit in the back of church just cut up the whole time, and they would sing those old 100s. Brother Maurice Griffin, we sung beautiful songs, but they came out of hymn book, and the old folks would sing them, and they wouldn't sing them like they were printed, because they would make their own versions of the song. I wish I had somebody who knew what I was talking about. And they would sing stuff like, "God me, O thou great Jehovah." And they would hold them out. And by the time they would get to pilgrim through this barren land, there was a sister whose name was Dorothy Mae Jackson, wore hats with fruit on them every Sunday. Hadn't figured out the fruit yet, Pastor Charles, but she'd have peaches and bananas and all kind of stuff. Wasn't a fashion statement. She wanted her head covered. But we used to sit in the back of church and count her down every Sunday. Same time. She would scream and she would shout when they got to "Bread of Heaven. Bread of Heaven. Feed me until I..." We didn't have nobody on the drums. We had a funeral fan with Martin Luther King Jr. on it. And Carl Barnes Funeral Home on the other one. We have a cool auditorium. You had to raise the windows. Dirt daubers would float in the ceiling. But the saints would shout without anybody telling them to. One day I asked my father, who now rests in the couch of nature's bosom, waiting the trumpet of the rapture. I asked him, Pastor Hurt, I said, "Daddy, why does Sister Dorothy Mae Jackson, Aunt Dorothy, have to shout every Sunday at the same time?" And my father told me something that made a lot of sense now, but hurt my feelings then. He said, "Bobby, what difference does it make? She ain't shouting for you." He said, "But since you asked me, she goes through times where life is difficult, and every now and then when she looks back over her life"
Hallelujah.
"and thinks about what the Lord has done for her, she gets a case of the can't help it, and she" Ooh. "shouts when nobody else does." Can I mash pause and park right quick and tell you, Dorothy Mae Jackson ain't the only one who can look back over the shoulder of her life and wonder how you got where you are. It ought to be somebody in every section. But if it ain't you, it ought to be the one right next to you. That when you think about it, you've got a lot to shout about. Woke you up this morning, stayed in your right mind. Children are prosperous. Your life is good. Health is all right. In fact, it ought to be somebody in every section. Look at your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, have you taken time today to just look at what God has done for you just today?" Wait, I ain't talking about last year. I'm just talking about today. I wish I had about 25 saints, I make 26, who know if it had not been for the Lord on your side, you would not have any reason to shout about anything. But the Lord has been good. It's the gospel according to Luke, Pastor Hurt, and I love it because when you get to chapter 17, it is a chapter whose century is that of faith in God. When you look at it carefully, you have faith for the feeble. Jesus tells them, he says, "Now if anybody bothers one of these little children, it would be better than a millstone hung around your neck and you'd be cast into the sea." He says, if you can't do nothing else, be kind to them. He moves from faith of the feeble to the focus of faith that really functions. He makes it so very clear that no matter what happens, if you have faith of a mustard seed, you can talk to a tree and have that tree get up from where it is and walk off. Can I mash pause and tell you, it's not just faith, it's what faith is in. You do understand that faith is objective and needs a subjective to tell you what it's really worth. So you can have faith in money, but your money is limited because there's some stuff money can't buy. You can have faith in a doctor, but there's only so many things they know how to fix. But when you've got faith in Almighty God, you can have a talk with a mountain and say, "Mountain, get, I wish I had about five of y'all to help me. But by the time he gets to the center of this narrative, right in the heart of it, he tells a story that happens to Jesus as Luke describes it, where these 10 men are outside the city and Jesus is going to Jerusalem. And I got to mash pause and say this just on the behalf of the CEO of Kingdom Enterprises. I'm so glad that verse 11 says he's on his way to Jerusalem. Hold on. You got to understand, if he does not get to Jerusalem, we don't need the Bible, don't need to have church, but the record says even while he was on his way to the cross, he had time to stop and help somebody else along the way. And I just got to say it because it's in my soul, Pastor H.B. Charles, I'm glad he died for my sin and for yours and rose early the third day morning with all power in his hand. 10 lepers standing outside the city, all up or something, they cry out to Jesus, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." The Lord lays his eye on them and tells them, "Go show yourselves to the priest." Hope you didn't close your Bible, because the book says, as they went, they got well. One brother became overwhelmed with what God had done for him, turns around, leaves his posse, his homeboys, his kinfolk, whoever was in that tent. He said, "Y'all go on about your business, but I got to go back and tell this man from Jerusalem, this brother from Galilee, thank you, because what he did for me couldn't nobody else do." And the book says he wasn't cool, he wasn't calm, he wasn't collected, he wasn't proper, he wasn't dignified. In fact, the Bible says with a loud, everybody say loud voice. It's so deep. It's okay to be loud everywhere but in church. But I say the devil is a lie. When the Lord has done some stuff in your life that you know it took the Lord to do, it's all right to be loud. In fact, just for the sake of practice, because I think it makes perfect, look at your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, this is the loud section." So if loud church bothers you, move now. We got space somewhere else. But when I think of what the Lord has done in my life, my hands automatically clap, my mouth automatically shouts, my hands automatically raise, because I know I got a whole lot to shout about. That's my whole sermon. I'm really through right now. But just for the sake of argument, let me tell you how you know you got a lot to shout about. And I'm going to have prayer with you as I've done all week long. I'm going to sit down and be happy by myself. Watch this. You know you got a lot to shout about when he has heard your petitions and answered some of your prayers. Hold on. Everybody can't shout on this. But if you here tonight and you know it was nobody but the Lord. Oh, my God. Wait. Can I ask? Anybody here? Well, you can testify openly. It was nobody but Jesus that heard my petition. And anybody right here? Anybody? Tell your neighbor. It was nobody but the Lord. Yeah, it's in the text. Pastor H.B. Charles, the men have leprosy. According to Leon Morris' New Testament criticism, leprosy, lepromatosis, would affect the epidermal level of the skin, causing it to fade and melanin to leave, causing spots to appear in its early stages. And that when leprosy got to its most severe point, it could literally cause the deterioration of the body, limbs to fall off, all kind of hideous, harmful stuff could happen with leprosy. But one of the most fascinating things that would happen to a leper is this, that when leprosy got really bad, it would grab the vocal cord, not allowing the voice to really be heard well because the voice box couldn't let the vocal cord rattle like it should. That's very impactful in this text if you study it carefully. Why? Because when these men cry out to Jesus, we often assume the cry went like this. "Yo, Jesus! Master! Have mercy on us!" Not. It went like this. Can I give you something to shout about? He's still hurting. I was wish I had somebody in here who know that he answers prayer like, oh my God, to tell somebody, even when you can't shout loud, the Lord will still hear you. My father has always made this contention that we shout about God hearing the audible, but he says the Lord hears the natural. My father says God hears so well he can hear a catfish swim upstream. My daddy says that God hears clouds in transit. He says God, watch this. My father says God can hear a dove in flight. He says God can hear ants build a mound. He said God can hear your fingernails grow, your eyes blink, and your hair get longer. So you know if God can hear all of that, he can hear you say, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help. I wish I had somebody who knew how to pray. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I know he answers prayer. Hold on. I don't want you to think God is a genie in a lamp. He is not. He is not some cosmic bellhop to just give you what you want. But whenever you have had a prayer answer, it is the sovereign act of a loving God. Can I tell you why? Because there are some things in your life only God can do. And when God does it, you got to tell somebody the Lord did it. Can I ask you, is there anybody here who's had at least one prayer answered? Just for the sake of fellowship, talk three people and tell them the Lord did it. I can tell you God did it. God did it. God did it. And for the sake of biblical contention, the Bible says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. In fact, every time you hear something in the Bible read that affirms the fact that God answers prayer, you ought to just shout, just because God can still do it. When you hear somebody remind you that no matter what happens, the Lord is able to answer prayer, it ought to be something in you that says, preach on, preacher man. When he says, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open. Ought to be an amen somewhere in you. When you read Jeremiah 33:3 that says, call on the Lord. And he'll show you great and wonderful things. It ought to be something on the inside that'll make you say, preach on. Whenever you hear the Bible remind us that no matter what happens, be careful for nothing but with everything, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Ought to be something that makes you say, hallelujah, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
As a young pastor, I used to wonder if prayer really worked. And Pastor Charles, my first real episode of watching prayer work happened with a woman whose name was Lottie B. Mills. She had a death in her family. The stress of it really put a toll on her because she thought she was the one taking care of her whole family. You know, the devil will make you think that if you can't do it, it won't get done. And so she had a heart attack, Pastor Charles, in the middle of the night. They called us up to Baptist Hospital at that time on the corner of College and 11th Street in Beaumont. And when I got there, her body was so swollen, I thought I had the wrong room. Her kidneys were all messed up. Her body swollen disproportionately, and her family is going to pieces. The neurologist comes in, and the doctors come in, and they say, call the family. She is not going to make it. And even if she does make it, she won't be like she is now because she was brain dead too long. Tell somebody. That's what the doctor said. Whew, I feel a shout in me tonight. But she had a crazy daughter who kept on praying every day. When the other part of family, Pastor Hurt, would leave, Sheila would stay and keep on praying. And one day, I'll never forget, I went to see her about after 4 days and walked in, and the doctor told Sheila, you've done all you can do. You need to leave. And Sheila said, you've done all you can do. You need to leave. Man, I wish I had a praying church. She kept on praying and kept on praying and kept on praying. And church family, can I give you something to shout about? I watched the very hand of God restore that woman. And when she walked in on the first Sunday of November years ago with her white dress on, when she, you know, on first Sundays, Baptists wear white dresses, you know. When she came walking in that church, nobody had to cue the congregation to shout. Folks shouted all over the place because we knew he could answer prayer. Can I ask you, anybody here ever seen him answer at least one for you? Then tell your neighbor, I've got a lot to shout about. Hold on. Not only that, you know you've got a lot to shout about when he sees your problems and makes provisions. I'm going to say this 10 times just for the sake of saying it 10 times. Because I think people get it when you say it a bunch of times. Plus, I talk fast and sweat a lot, so I'm ready to go sit down. You follow what I'm saying? Okay, here we go. I'm going to say it 10 times. Don't miss this. God will provide.
Yes, he will.
God, he will provide.
Amen.
I'm going to say it one more time. God will provide. I'm going to say it a fourth time because some of y'all ain't said amen just yet. So just for the sake of me repeating it, God will provide. I'm going to say it one more time because I told you I'd do a 10. It's only 5. So just give you a whole bunch of time to like get your amen together right quick. God will provide. I'm going to say it one more time because it's starting to make me happy just saying it.
Because
I got some stuff I knew. I know that it's going to take God to take care of me. So I'm going to say it one more time just for me.
God
will provide.
I'm going
to say it one more time for somebody who has more month than you have money and you wondering how things are going to turn out. You ain't got a trip. Ain't no trouble.
God
will provide.
We'll
I'm going to say it 4 more times because I told you I was going to say it 10 and I ain't up to 10 just yet. So just because I got to say it 10 times, here is the next one.
God
will provide. I'm
going
to say it one more time for your neighbor who came to church wondering how things were going to work out. Honey, you ain't got to wonder. You can go in and worship.
God
will provide. Tell somebody I got 2 more times to say it, so you need to go in and get on the butt before we go. God will provide. And for the sake of making sure we honor God, you ought to say it with me. God will provide.
Will provide.
Watch this text. This is so caviar on a cracker, it's enough to make you shout by yourself.
All right.
Jesus says, go show yourselves to the priest.
Mm-hmm.
I missed it too, don't worry. That's why you got to give Pastor Charles time to study because he can't preach what he don't know. Watch this.
Okay.
Go show yourselves to the priest. See, wait, hold on. I missed it. Pastor Hurt, I missed it. You see, priests were only used for inspection, not correction.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not sending them there because they're well. What he's saying to them is, go act like it's all right.
All right.
And the Bible says, as they went.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wait. Okay, hold on. You got to see this. You see, some miracles in the Bible by way of provision happen when God presents it in an instant. And we thank God for that. Sometimes the Lord can heal you like right now. Boom, it's fixed. But all the other provisions that are miraculous happen because God takes you through a process that may last several moments. And whenever you go through a process that lasts several moments, you got to keep on believing God. You got to step out on faith. You got to step out on nothing that something might exist. And other people will think you crazy, but that's how you know. That's how you know you're going the right direction, because everybody else that thinks you crazy didn't hear God tell you to do what he just told you to do. And if you got some good sense, you'll go on and step out there, because the Bible says, as they went, they got. Yes. Tell somebody and say, as I go.
As I
go. Okay, hold on, let me slow down for 1 second and just tell you this. People who walk by faith and believe God through the process are often envied by other people who want what they got. But the problem is, you see my provision, but you don't see my process. Hallelujah. And if you can see my process, you might not want my provision. I need somebody in here who's seen God bless them over your lifetime. I'm talking about some people who know what it's like to live in a sharpshooter house with a metal roof. I need some people who know what it's like to bathe in a number three tub, eat a mayonnaise sandwich, drink some sugar water, and go to bed. But you've seen God bless you like crazy. I need some people who knew what it was like to shop at Goodwill and wonder how you were going to make it, and now you can wear Neiman markers, and people look at you and wonder how you got what you have, only for you to tell them, you see in my production, but you forget my process. And if you had to see my process, you might not want my provision, because I've had to cry sometime. I've had to struggle to get where I am, and where I am now has not been easy. That's why I can't help but say hallelujah. And I need somebody right in here that's been through enough to give God praise in here tonight to tell somebody, I ain't always been where I am.
Yes, sir.
Mm. Pastor Charles, it might not be in the verse, but I believe it's in canonical view to suggest to us that if you take one step and you keep believing God, God will take two. Dr.
Yes,
Randall C. Bailey, one of my greatest professors, would often argue when he looked at Genesis 22, the teleological acceptance of the ethical. He would say that whenever Abraham took out to go worship God with Isaac, that God didn't just have a ram caught in the thicket already on the mountain. He says caught is really, really not what happened. He was convenient. Because as Abraham went up one side, help me, Holy Ghost. I wish I had a praying church. The ram went up the other. And I believe that sometimes in order to get what God wants you to have, sometimes you're going to have to do what God said do. And it ain't going to be always easy, but I wish I had about five of y'all to tell somebody he will show up every single time.
Oh, yes, he
watch is. This. Watch this. This is true. Watch this. Watch this. Let me see if I'll make you see it. Watch this. Pastor Charles, we have lots of land around the church, and God has blessed us to buy up most of it. We have a neighborhood behind us called Jehovah Jireh Village. Has four streets, each one of them named in the name of God. So you can live on Rapha, Nisi, Shalom, or Rohi. I thought somebody would have clapped about that.
All right.
Hold on. Watch this. 90% of the people who live in the neighborhood right now are single women who rented almost all of their lives. Hold on. One of them at 4365 Shalom Street is a 60-year-old black lady whose name is Sister Day. Sister Day lived in Sunlight Projects all of her life. Her grandmama lived in them. Her mama lived in them. She lived in them. And when her marriage fell apart, her husband told her, you'll never get out of here. Tell somebody you don't know what God has for me. She came to me and said, Pastor Adolph, I'm believing God for a house. I said, Sister Day, that's great. We're going to pray for you. She said, no, I'm going to do more than pray. I'm stepping out on faith. I'm going to the credit repair class. So when Sister Day got accepted to the credit repair class, we all shouted. And when she finished the credit repair class, we all shouted.
Yes, sir.
And when she picked her lot, oh, my God. We shouted.
Yes,
when
sir.
She had her groundbreaking, it seemed like the whole project came out there for that one day, and we shouted.
Yeah.
And when Jose Fuentes and the Jump Out Boys with the construction crew came out there speaking Spanish, we couldn't talk to them. I need a praying church, man. But
here.
We shouted.
Yes, sir.
And when they put up her frame, guess what we did? Uh-huh. When they put in the sheetrock, you know what we did? And when they put the roof on her house, guess what we did? And when they ran the electricity, she said, Rev, come see, guess what we did? And when she had her house blessing with no furniture in her house, guess what we did? One day I'm going to church, and I'm flying to get to a meeting because I'm late. And Sister Day is standing at the edge of her driveway, hold your hope now, dancing in the rain.
Uh-huh.
Y'all making me preach hard, man. Wait, listen. Just for the sake of cultural clarity,
uh-huh.
Sisters don't get their hair wet. A sister will go to the beauty shop and come home and sleep on her pillow like this. So when I say, I'm just trying to find your address, Doc. Wait. So when I say she was dancing in the rain, well, can I ask you right quick, has God ever done anything for you that made you want to dance in the rain? What's it?
Hallelujah.
I bag up. But Maurice Griffin, I say, Sister Day, you're overdoing it. We already shouted about all that. She said, Rev, you don't understand. I said, Sister Day, we done shouted about every part of this house. Go inside, baby. It's pouring down raining. She said, Rev, look in your rearview mirror. Pastor Hurt, I looked in the rearview mirror, and a home furniture truck was pulling up behind me. Hold on. You got to see it. It's raining hard. She's standing out there. She drenched wet, hair all in her eye, makeup messed up. And so it lets up, and the men from the home furniture truck start taking off the furniture, the couch, the love seat, the end table. I say, Sister Day, we told you not to buy no furniture until you get your house note under your finger. She said, Rev, that's why I'm dancing in the rain. I bought my furniture before I ever had my house. I just kept on believing God. Hold on. You know you got a lot to shout about. When your faith says, I wish I had about 25 of y'all just to help me. Tell somebody, sometimes you got to run on anyhow.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
I'm through, y'all. Watch this. Can I ask you, have you ever had to walk on anyhow and wonder how the Lord was going to do it? I need somebody who knows what it's like to be broke. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, sometimes I've had to go on anyhow. But as I went, the Lord made a way somehow. When he made a way, I couldn't help but lift up both hands and say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. You know you got a lot to shout about when he hears your petitions and answers your prayers. Let me see the hands of those who know God's done at least one good time. Look at the person with the hand raised and tell them you got a lot to shout about. You know you got a lot to shout about when he sees your problems and makes provisions. Has he ever done it for anybody in here beside me? Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, I didn't know how I was going to make it, but I kept on going. And every time I kept going, he opened up another door, opened up another door, opened up another. Hey, he kept on making a way somehow.
Hallelujah.
Thirdly, watch this. You know you've got a lot to shout about when he pushes you to a point where his praise is personal. Yeah, hold your hope on this. Baptists have times for shouting. It's the dumbest thing of the day. I'm talking about me. I've been Baptist all my life. In the Baptist church, Pastor Charles, if we shout at the wrong time, they will send the usher to come get you. To escort you out because you're disturbing the service. But when you know, help me tonight, Holy Ghost. What the Lord has done in your life, you don't need a group to help you praise God. You can get happy in Walmart on aisle 9 and say, oh my God, hey! God will catch you driving up the freeway and make you remember where you ain't always drove what you drive right now and make you say, hey! And one of them,
yes.
Here was the tragedy. 9 left. Pastor Hurt, 1 came back. If we use the law of averages, most of us are like the 9. We got to have the right music playing. You know, we got to feel the rhythm and have a spiritual ambiance set. The pastor got to wear the right suit with the right necktie. The choir got to sing your favorite song. If the music is messed up, oh my God, the service that the Lord didn't move today. It's the dumbest, help me Holy Ghost teach today. And so most of us walk off and not say thank you at all. But one comes back. And I believe, Pastor Charles, we can talk about it up here, but I believe the story is not just about the one. It's about the nine. Because they are both mentioned in the text. And the trouble is, the nine disturbed me. What's the difference between the one that came back and the nine that walked off? I know. Nine have a bad memory. They just forgot. It happens to you all the time. The older you get, some stuff you just forget. Forget your car keys, looking for them, got them in your hand. Looking for your eyeglasses, got them on your face. You can say amen and holler out. I'm a preacher just like the Lord gave it to me. There are some stuff we just forget. Forget your children's name, mess up all the names. Call the young one, the old one, the old one, the young one. You know who I'm talking to. Go do it. You understand? But I submit to you, my brothers and sisters in the faith, there are some things you don't want to ever forget.
Man.
You don't want to ever forget that he died. You don't want to ever forget that early Sunday morning.
Hallelujah.
He got up with all power. You don't ever want to forget the day he saved you and picked you up and turned you around and planted your feet on a solid ground. You don't ever want to forget how he delivered you from your past, blessed your present, and is going to carry you into your future. You don't ever want to forget him keeping you and blessing you and opening up doors you know it took God to open up. Tell somebody, I cannot forget what he's done for me, and when I think about it, my soul cries out, hallelujah. My Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul will make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. I could have church by myself, but it comes out better with somebody who knows how to shout. Look at somebody and says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. I know what the problem is. Folk need people to get happy with. But I submit to you, you ain't got to shout till you can do it by yourself. Pastor Charles, I learned a valuable lesson one day at Bible study class on a noonday, right in the middle of the day. This older man, this woman comes in, and they're having church, but the woman is the one doing all the clapping and the shouting. And so every time I mention Jesus or Lord or God, anything like that, the man leans over, whispers something in the woman's ear, and the woman stands up and says, thank you, Jesus. So I'm trying to figure out what in the world is going on. Every time I mention Lord, he'd lean over. She'd stand up and say, glory. I said, Lord, that's what's wrong with these charismatic people. They don't know. So all of a sudden, every time I said Lord, she'd lean. Finally, after service was over with, I understood what happened. He had been in the hospital and had a tracheotomy in his throat. So he couldn't shout for himself. So he got his neighbor to shout for him. Right quick, tell your neighbor, I don't even need you to help me.
All right.
When I think about who woke me up this morning, whoo, I need somebody who's been healed at least one time. When I think about who started me on my way, when I think about what he's done in my life, my soul cries out, hallelujah. And
yes,
thank
sir.
You, Jesus. I'm done. I got to get out of here. Watch this. You know you got a lot to shout about when he's heard your petitions and answered your prayers. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, yeah. I qualify. I know I got a lot to shout about.
Hello.
You know you've got a lot to shout about when he has seen your problems and made some provisions. Can I ask you, is there anybody here tonight who's seen God make some provisions for your life? Well, he had to take you through a process of making you keep on believe and keep on believe. Thirdly, you know you got a lot to shout about when he pushes you to the point that your praise is personal. Tell somebody, I don't need you to thank God for me.
All right.
With my mouth, I'll thank him. with my hands I'll thank him, with my legs I'll stand on him, with my heart I'll magnify him, when I get a chance I'll bless him all by myself if I have to. But lastly, and I'm done, thank you Shiloh, I'm finished. You know you got a lot to shout about. When you get to the point where God makes you understand that he fixed it in private for you to bless him in public.
Amen.
I'm done. I'm through. But I got one more thing to say. We live in the age of people who do things on the down low. So people shack instead of getting married.
Watch out.
Because they don't want folk to know how they feel about you in public. So instead of taking you to the altar so everybody can see.
Yes, sir.
They'll say, I love you in private, but I can't hang out in public.
All right.
But I submit to you, anybody that's going to love on you in private ought to have enough in them to make their love public.
Amen.
Sometimes, Pastor Charles, we treat God like a rich, ugly man. All we want is what comes from his hand and his wallet, and we don't want to be seen with him in public. But when you really love the Lord, you don't mind letting everybody around you see, I love him, I praise him, and I bless him. The Bible says in this text that when he came back and with a loud voice glorified God, giving him thanks. Everybody say, give thanks.
Give
the Bible says he praised God in the public. He gave God glory where everybody could see him. Everybody knew what he was doing, and he was not ashamed. How do you know, Pastor Adolph? Because the Bible says he did it with a loud voice. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, tonight I plan to do it with a loud voice. I'm not going to let him be the only one that gives God glory.
Hallelujah.
But I have a reason for acting like I act. The Bible says, Pastor Charles, he gave thanks. Touch two people and say, neighbor, you ought to give him thanks. Okay, hold on. The reason why you're not happy just yet is because you don't realize that the word give thanks is eucharistio in the Greek. Touch two people and say, neighbor, what you ought to do tonight is bless God for eucharistio. Yeah, I like it. Go on, touch one more person that's had sleep and say, neighbor, eucharistio. Okay, hold on. You don't know what it means. It's really two words that make one word, eulogio. It means to speak well of. That's why at a funeral, Baptists call the sermon a eulogy. It's designed so that the preacher can talk good about you. News flash and footnote. You want to make sure you live a lifestyle good enough so that when you do die, he ain't got to lie. Preach to my Pastor Ada. It literally means to brag on, to praise. And then the word chorus is the word grace. And so wherever you find a house full of God's people, they ought to be praising God for grace. If you can't say thank you for no other reason, you ought to be able to say thank God for grace. Grace is enough to make you cry and ain't nothing wrong. Grace is enough to make you wave and you're not saying bye-bye. Grace is enough to make you say, God, if it had not been for you, I wouldn't have made it. Let me see, can I make it sense? And I'm going to pray for you and get out of here. I was in seminary, Pastor Charles, taking a class by one of the last living African-American theologians whose name was Dr. John C. Diamond. He taught philosophy and theology on Saturday mornings from 11 o'clock all the way to 4 o'clock. Tell somebody, it was a long class. His book cost $179. Tell somebody, $179. I'm broke, Crystal, and I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to afford the book. I buy the book with my lunch money. Ain't got gas money. But I go to this man's class, and on the first day of class, I'm sitting on the front row. He calls the whole class over to the window to watch a bird eat a Whopper with cheese on the ground. Mm-hmm. I'm upset because I could have watched the bird for free. I need a praying church tonight.
All right.
But he says, if you don't come watch this bird, you're going to flunk my class. So Pastor Hurt, with common sense, I got up and I watched this bird. Bird plucked him some bread. Dr. Diamond said, now that's grace. Say that bird can't need no dough. That bird ain't got no oven, but God then gave him some bread. That bird plucked some tomato. Dr. Diamond said, now that's grace. Said that bird can't roll no holes, can't plant no crop, can't water no crop, but God then gave that bird some tomato. Bird plucked some meat, Pastor Charles. Dr. Diamond said, now that's grace. Say that bird ain't got no slaughterhouse, don't know how to kill no cow or make no ground meat, but God has given that bird some meat. It was a leftover puddle of water from a day's rain. Bird goes over, sips some water, Dr. Diamond says, now that's grace. He said that bird ain't got no apartment or no house, ain't got no way to pipe no water to him, and couldn't pay a water bill if he had one. But God has given that bird some water. The bird took a bath in the same little pool of water and shook herself dry and flew up to a limb and started singing. Dr. Diamond said, now that's thanksgiving. He said, anybody with that much grace ought to have something to say like, thank you, God. Is there anybody here tonight who's had so much grace that you can't help but say thank you to Jesus? If you know I'm right, I want you to leap to your feet right quick. I want you to find somebody's hand. I want you to hold that hand like you know Jesus for yourself and say, neighbor, when I think about it all day long, I've got so much to shout about. Ain't he all right?
Yes,
ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? If you know I'm right, I want you to find one more hand. Hold the hand like you've been born again and say, neighbor, I'm a living witness tonight. He will provide. Tell somebody he is still Jehovah Jireh.
Yes.
He will make a way out of no way.
Yes.
Ain't he all right? If you know he's all right, throw your arms around that person's neck right quick and say, neighbor, you may have to hold on through the process, but if you keep on believing, and 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 you keep on believing, the Lord will make a way for you. Wow, I feel all right. If you know I'm right about it, find one more hand, one more hand. Look at him square in the face and say, neighbor, there was a time in my life that I needed other folk to get happy with me. But tell your neighbor, I am the one who came back to say thank you. Don't let their hand go, but hold their hand and say, neighbor, what's in me is contagious. I don't get happy at church all by myself, but tell them I can be happy at my house, happy driving my car, and say, neighbor, neighbor, I can get happy right where I am. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Say it. Say it. Say it. Yeah. Yeah. Is there anybody house who knows that the Lord has been real good. I'm talking about where you know the Lord has provided, where the Lord has made a way, where you know you could have been dead and in your grave. If you know I'm right, I want that group to find one hand right quick and say, neighbor, look at me. I shouldn't be here on tonight, but the Lord spared my life. And if nobody in here gives the Lord a shout, I know that I owe the Lord a hallelujah. I owe him a thank you, Jesus. I owe him a glory, 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 glory. There are many of us got so much to shout about. When you think about it, it ought to make your soul happy. For those who can say, Pastor Adolph, I've seen him answer some prayers for me. I want you to come.
Subscribe to Brother Rollins' Videos for Christ on YouTube. We post brand new content every week with powerful preaching from ministers and pastors all across the nation that seek to encourage people all over the world through the word of Jesus Christ. You will also find gospel songs and old-time hymns that have inspired generations of Christians. Subscribe today and hit the bell so you never miss new content. YouTube.com/Brother Rollins. Spell it B-R-O-T-H-A Rollins. Brother Rollins Videos for Christ on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
than just a radio. This is Jesus in the Morning Radio, spreading the good news of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. What a message this morning. Yeah, Sister Dot. That John Adolf, I did his stuff today. Oh, I love that message. I love it. I love it. And then what I love about him, he's the kind of pastor that'll make you laugh, you know, make you feel better in there. And to teach on giving God praise, to preach on giving God praise. Yeah, we're going to go through some things. Yeah, and sometimes we feel like we need people. But we got to get past that and know you don't need nobody but you and Jesus. Yeah, you can get on past that and lift them hands and tell him thank you. Open your mouth and speak it out your mouth. God, I thank you today. Jesus, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Begin, give more praise to more worry. Give more praise to more overthinking. Give more praise to more concern, being more concerned. Let all that go. Let it go. And give more praise to God. Watch how your life turn around. Yeah. Take your mind off this stuff. Take your mind off things. Put your mind on Jesus. He suffered, hung, bled, and died for us, for us. And God didn't just stop it right there. He allowed him to rise again with all power. He allowed him to conquer all and rise with all power. And we shouldn't forget that. We shouldn't forget what he has done for me. You hear me talk about it over and over again, my past, the things I used to do, the things I don't do no more. Huh? How if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So we should remember what he did for us. And this is why many of us overthink. This is why many of us are living in our past. This is why many of us, we over-concerned. Many of us, we worried. Because we don't have our mind on him. We have our mind on stuff and things. What's happening? What could happen? What may happen? Yeah. But if we'll keep our mind on him, it's him that will keep us in perfect peace. Perfect peace. Yeah, oh, I know they said they was coming to take the car. They said they was coming to take the house. They said you're sick, you got cancer, you got this, that's going on. They left me. She ain't coming back. Oh, I know what they said. I know what it looks like. But I can't believe what I'm seeing. I won't believe what I'm hearing. I can't deal with what it feels like. I know him that hold the world. I know him that got all power. And him that has all power is on my side today. And him that have all the power said, cast my cares upon him, for he careth for me. And he'll show you this if you stop putting yourself in the mix. If you stop thinking about it, wanting it so bad, being anxious for it, stop. Let it go, because there's nothing you can do with it. What can you fix? Not a thing. Yeah. Some of us, we can't even fix our face. We can't even lose weight. We need God for every little thing. And if he does not do it, it will not get done. So you sitting up holding it and squeezing it and putting it up front, then pulling it to the middle, you shove it over to the left and you bring it to the right, that won't do you no good. Let it go. Put it on that altar before God and say, Lord, I am letting this go. I am giving this to you. And when the thought of this come back, Father, remind me to let it go. In a few days when you look up, the situation is fixed, sometime the same day. I'm not telling you what they told me. I'm telling you what he has done for me. I don't come every morning because I haven't been through nothing. I don't come every morning because I've always been this way. I come every morning because he's a deliverer. I come every morning because he can turn it around. I come every morning because if I can help others to turn it loose, he'll fix it. I come every morning because he sends me. When I tell you this is embedded in me, because I know what he has done for me. Y'all don't understand. You couldn't understand. I've been through a storm and lots of rain. Should have died. Should have went to the nut house. Should have went on up to McClintic and they sent me on up to Chattahoochee. But because he lives, oh yeah, Lord, thank you. I can face tomorrow because God lives. All fear is gone. Ah, because I know he holds my future and life is worth the living just because he lives. Huh? Yeah, because look, yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is not promised. We are here today. I'm not living for tomorrow. I'm living for today. Whatever is going on today is what's important. What is going on today is what's important. Let me see, what's the name of that song? Because he lives. That's the name of Brother Mike. Yeah, Brother Mike and I was having a good time texting, messaging back and forth. Yeah. Yeah, see, I'm in today. And whatever's happening today, that's what the program I'm with. Now, I get excited about tomorrow because I know he's going to do it. If he said it, it's coming to pass. And I can be excited about tomorrow. I can be excited about the new craft mat at bed. I can be excited about the dinette set. I can be excited about the money. But today, where I am right here today, I don't have those things today. Yet I can be excited about what I got today. I got Jesus. I still got prayer. I still have his word. I still have praise. I still have worship. I still have faith. I still have trust in him. And when I let this stuff go and I focus on him, it caused my feet to get light, and I do me a little old folk shuffle, as they say. I cut a G just on the thought of him alone. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. On the thought of what he has done, I can go on and cut a rug right here, right now, on what he's already done. He woke me up this morning, closed in my right mind. I feel all right right there. It's him that started me on my way. I got up. And I went to do something, and I said, hold on a minute. Did you say thank you? Oh, you something going on here. You didn't even, huh? See, because it'll come like clockwork to you. You could be sitting at the table eating something. Y'all know I love them groceries. And it'll just come to you what he's done. And you have to put that fork down. Lift your hands over your plate and tell him thank you. Because you know nobody but you, Lord. Hey, glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Hey, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you for hearing and answering prayer. Nobody but you, Lord. You have to put it down and lift your hands and tell him thank you. Because you know beyond a shadow of a doubt, it was him that did this for you. You went on the job just to work and get some income to take care of your household. And you were just working. You never considered a position. You never considered a career because you felt like this is what I can do. I'm going to just go do this for this company. They give me some money and I'm going to pay my bills and keep living. All of a sudden, the supervisor come to you and say, hey, have you considered this position? And you're like, no, you know, I'm good where I am. And they was like, well, where you are, you're too good. And you're too good to keep doing that. You do that really well. I need you to do this, and you can come back and train people to do that you're doing. Huh? He's that kind of job. God. I've heard people say, well, the person, they hired me and I was good at the position, but they wouldn't promote me. They hired somebody else who had less experience than me and then had me to train them. God did that for a reason. And if you don't grumble and complain, and if you don't play a race card on it, keep doing what you do. Go ahead and train them. Because now the supervisor is going to come to you. The district manager is going to come and say, hey, look here. We've been watching you. And you still got the same work ethics. Matter of fact, your work has improved. You've gotten better. You was training this person, and yet your work got better. So we want to offer you this position. You bypass that position that you trained this person for, and you went to an even better position, and the money followed you. See, if we stop grumbling and complaining and looking in the natural and finding fault, God can move us past all this other foolishness that we think it is, and it don't even be that. A lot of times we lean into our own understanding. A lot of times we wise in our own eyes, and that's not even the case. God is trying to do something better for you, but you're too busy grumbling and complaining. It's time to praise him. It's time to pray. It's time to enjoy yourself. You done gone through enough. Have you not gone through enough yet to be free, to be at peace? Whom the Son set free is free indeed. Come on out of it. Come on out of it. Let it go. Because it want to hold you hostage. It want to keep you down. No, it's not your time to be down. God done come for you. It's time for you to get up. If you got a wife, it's time for you to enjoy your wife. Kids grown, they out the house. Nobody but you and your wife. Enjoy your wife. Somebody don't have one. It's time for you to enjoy your husband. Kids grown, they gone, basically. Enjoy your husband. Get up and do something for him. Yeah. And if you want him to come back, tell God you want him to come back and stop making excuses and stop leaning to your own understanding. Stop being wise in your own eyes. Go on and start living before he get back. Go on and start doing things you want to do with him. So when he get back, you used to doing it. You can teach him a few tricks about it now. I know women, they set up. And they just imagine themselves married. And they imagine themselves as what they would do when they got married. Where they would go. How they would dress. How they would sleep at night. Yeah. They did all of this stuff until God sent the husband. They prepared for him to come. One told me, he said, Sister Barbara, it was one negligee. I just wouldn't sleep in that one because he wasn't there yet. But I kept it in a box, in a beautiful box, and I kept this beautiful paper over it. And I kept this so when honeymoon night come, I would have this. And this had his name on it, Sister Barbara. I said, okay. And when he came, when she got married, she called me. Sister Barbara, I said, well, ooh, girl. I said, look, you're crazy. She was like, Sister Barbara, he liked that thing so much. I said, did he? She said, yeah. I said, well, the Lord had you to set that aside. She said, yes, he did. She said, and I took him out to eat. I told him I wanted to surprise him, and I took him out to eat. And he had surprised me, and he told me, girl, you outdid me on this. I thought I was doing something for you, but on this right here, you have, the food is so good and the atmosphere, see? Just like we preparing for him to return, she began to prepare for her husband to come. Went places and did things that she would do when she went to the Bahamas. And she said she just imagined he was there. And she was showing him things, you know, that she thought he would like and what she liked and that kind of thing, you know? And had a good time doing it. Had a good time doing it. She said, I spent money on myself and everything. Yeah. Because God don't want us sitting around in confusion. He don't want us sitting around sad. He come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. I decided to get out the house. Yeah. Because I had been staying in here and staying in here, and it's looking the same to me. I'm ready for a change. That's because you need to get out. That's because you need to go do some things. Look, Orlando is only like an hour. Okay, an hour and 2 hours from me. I can get there an hour and 15 minutes if I choose to. But get out. Go to Orlando. Yeah. Go to St. Augustine. I got a granddaughter with a birthday coming up soon, and her mama been writing me, emailing me. And I told the school, all right, let them come on. And we may go to St. Augustine Beach. But get out. Get out with your grandkids. Get out with some kids or somebody and do something. And then I'm thinking about making some lunches and delivering those lunches over to the project over in Hilltop. And they love nachos. So I cook up the ground beef and get some jalapenos and the cheese and the chips. And then I bake a cake. And I carry the nachos, the cake, and the Capri Sun. And I give that out in the project. So I'm thinking on that project maybe for Monday. And I get it done early Monday morning before I do the show. And then after the show, I'll go to the project, and that'll be their lunch. And that way, I'm guaranteed that at least that day, they had something to eat. Yeah. And I know people say, well, don't their mama get food stamps? That don't have nothing to do with the children, because the children are not in charge of EBT. And what the mama do with the EBT card, the kids have no control. And they still don't put food in their belly. But if I can do it once a week, even every 2 weeks, then guess what? Some child got fed over there. And every child liked them nachos. And especially with that ground beef, oh my goodness, they just have a fit. Yeah, because many people don't make them like that. They give them the chips and cheese. And if you want some jalapenos on that, because it's cheaper. But I put ground beef on there for them with a good beefy flavor. Yeah, I don't give them junk. I give them what I would want. Yeah. So I'm thinking about doing that on Monday. I got to get these T-shirts out. They wrote me yesterday and said the patches are on the way. And I could go ahead in there and track it. Yeah. So I'm tracking it today because I want to give you the T-shirts with the patch. I don't want to send you a T-shirt and not the patch yet. And I want you to iron your own patch because you can put it anywhere on your T-shirt that you wanted because you already paid for it. So I gave you the patch. Sister Jerry and I, we gave you the patch and you bought the T-shirt. Huh? Isn't that all right? God is faithful. God is faithful. And so we thank him this morning. And tomorrow is Friday, Testify Friday. And we're going to be talking about your house and your place on tomorrow because yesterday, Evangelist Tiff helped me, and today Pastor Adolph, Dr. Adolph helped me. And so when I can bring messages like this, it helped me out. Plus, I'm feeling better, the side of the mouth healing up and everything, and I didn't even take no pain medication last night. I took one yesterday morning, no more. The pain is gone. So I'm still on the antibiotics. God is the way maker, and he heard the prayer. He heard the prayer of the saints. He heard the prayer of the intercessors. I prayed that it would be a quick and easy process and for a speed of recovery. And God did just that. He did just that. And when I think on me sitting in the chair and him working in my mouth, I get so tickled, I have to laugh. Because I'm saying, out, out. He said, oh, okay. He said, that's pressure. I said, no, that's hurt. He said, oh, okay, because I'm done. Oh, that tickled me too good. Yeah. See, God is a way maker. When we let ourselves go and let him control everything. Yeah, just let it go. Stop all that worrying over it and over-concerned and all of that. Let go and let God have his way. He got a wonderful way, and he's got some beautiful things he want to give to you. He want to grow you in his spirit. He want to teach you his will and his ways. He want to show you things about you you did not know about your own self. Yeah. I remember I told you this before. I told my husband, I had looked at it on Oprah. It's way back in the day before I come to the Lord. And I told him, I said, well, you know, I need to go away by myself and find myself. He said, yeah. I could see it in his face. Oh, you going to go away and leave me and the kids to find you? You should already know where you are. You here to cook the meals and see about these kids and to see about me and to keep this house. That's if you ain't found you in that yet, it's too late, because if you would go, you should have found yourself before you took me for a husband and decided to have these babies. You should have found yourself back then. And so I think about that sometimes, and today I can truly say I know who I am. Yeah, I belong to God. He made me for his pleasure. He called me to a work, and it's not about me. It's not selfish. Yeah. But it's to be a blessing to all those that I can be a blessing to. Yeah, and I enjoy talking to each and every one that called me. Fionn called, we're going to do some laughing. Stena called, we're going to do some Bible talking and some laughing. And Stena tickled me many days. Because she said, well, you know, Sister Barbara, this and that. And Sister Barbara, I'm talking about kingdom and this and that. Yeah. That Stena right there. And Sister Barbara, this Holy Spirit just came on me so strong. I love that. I love that. And see, I know that was God because I felt the Holy Spirit. That's Andrew Stena right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jerry gonna call me and tell me all about what God is doing and where she was, where he brought her from, what he's doing right now. Barbara, I told you now, God takes good care of me. Oh, yeah. See, those are the kind of calls I love. Then you have those that call, Sister Barbara, I'm going through this. Would you pray with me? And while we're praying, God give me many times the answer to what they're going through. And they'll say, you know, I believe that, Sister Barbara. I said, well, you don't have to, because it's true. It is true, because if he spoke it, that's what it is. And we go from there. Then sometimes I get marriages. That's in dire straits. I'm telling you, it's him and her coming. Sometimes they had to separate to keep a murder from occurring. And then she telling me and he telling me, he want me to be on his side, she want me to be on her side. I can't be on nobody's side, but all three of us have to be on God's side. So it's quite, you know, different things. And I really do want the pandemic to kind of leave now. You know, I enjoyed it and I'm still enjoying it, but I kind of, you know, want it to leave so people can, you know, get together. Because I got some people I wanted to invite and just have a good time. And I wanted to show them how I deep fry them chicken wings. I may have to bake mine, you know, but I'll deep fry theirs because they taste so good. And I want them to taste them. Yeah. Some people, they love that sweet potato pie. And some folks decided to put a little lemon flavor in it to try that. And it just turned out excellent in my book. So, you know, they may want a slice of might want a whole sweet potato pie. So, you know, I just want to do some things. And then glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, if we wait on him, he's coming. Because he hadn't pressed me to go back and take lunches to the project. And now that's on me. Yeah, he's giving that to me again. And believe me, when I do it, he's going to bless. I pray over every lunch. The Lord, when they eat it, their mind will even come on you and tell you thank you for the lunch. And Lord, that they will decide to seek you more. Because, Lord, we didn't have nothing. You gave us this lunch. You had to be the one to give it to us. Children. Yeah, they little people. And I thank God. Hallelujah. And I love them. I love them. I love them. I stay away from Sophie, and I don't do too much talking about Sophie because I don't want to really fool with Sophie and mess her up like that. Spoil Sophie to death. Oh, my goodness. They'll be like, Miss Barbara, we can't let Sophie be around you. You do too much. You too extra. Because I love kids. I do. I really love. And a baby? What? Newborn, the 6 years old? They got my undivided attention. Y'all couldn't get a word in. Yeah, I love children. But I often think about Sophie, and I often pray for her. Yes, yes, yes. And I can see her right now in a little going back to school outfits and stuff like that, you know, to see her unposted and everything. But God is good. God is good to us. And he always send me, you know, somewhere to do something with children. And I do a lot with women and men, but children too. Yeah, because he came for everybody, and I don't exclude nobody. Even when I'm in a revival in church, they call me to be the speaker of the hour, and God began to use me to minister. Do you know I minister to children? Yeah, isn't that amazing? He don't leave nobody out. I believe if a cat came up in there, he would have a word for the cat. I'm not joking. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Brother Mike, don't laugh too hard. Don't laugh too hard, Brother Mike. And so we thank God. Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, in the name of that song, matter of fact, Brother Mike, I'm going to see if I can find it for you. And send. Oh, the studio is open. If anyone has something they would like to say, please feel free today to press that number one and come in. Please forgive me. Yeah, it's open. And we're going to this song right here. And then I'll come back. Jerry, I'm coming right at you. As soon as I come back from this song, let me try to find this for Brother Mike right quick.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power and love. Our God is an awesome God. Sing with me. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom.
For no reason that he shed his blood. Coming soon, you better be believing.
Our God is an awesome God.
Our God
is an awesome God. He reigns
from heaven above with
power and love.
Our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns
from heaven above with
power.
The sky was starless in the void of the night.
Our God is an awesome God.
God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
Judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. Mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. Hope that you have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God.
Dedicate that one to you this morning. Our God is an awesome God. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And he's for us today. And we're grateful unto him. We appreciate him and we love him today. Hallelujah. All right, Jerry, I'm coming at you right now. Good morning. God bless you. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Sister Barbara. I am doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm blessed. I can't complain.
It's the best way to be, because mm-hmm. our God is an awesome God.
Yes, he is.
Our God is only looking for us to have faith and trust, to say, well, trust is earned, not given. Well, you should trust God anyway. He's already showed you
mm-hmm.
that he gave up his life for you. You should trust him anyway. He wakes you up in the morning.
Yes.
You should trust God anyway, but it's not about even what you think you see,
mm-hmm.
because nothing is really what it looked like. I've seen mm-hmm. some things in my life.
Yes.
And it seems to be impossible. How did you get out of that wreck and the car was totally lost, Jerry?
Mm.
I got out. I didn't get out. God got me out. But
yes.
I remember life flashing past me like a book. And I remember saying, Jesus, have mercy on me.
Yes, Lord.
I bucked that tree. I dropped that phone. And I was lifting my hands off the steering wheel. Jesus, have mercy on me.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, I still hit the tree. I tore down a fence, but I didn't hit the house. Every morning I get up, I say, Lord, please. Have mercy on me. I don't get up saying, God, thank you for getting me up. At first I say, God, have mercy on me. Well, I know not what I'm doing. And Lord, I thank you for waking me up when you didn't have to. You don't have to wake me up, but you did. And Lord, please help me to keep you first. Because I've got some stories. I've been through a storm.
Yes, Lord.
Thing I haven't been through is God leaving my side. He promised me that he would never leave nor forsake me. And I tell you, I've been doing some things.
All right.
Before I was saved. But God still saved me. Who have a policeman pull over the car and you in the car with a bunch of drugs, and cocaine. And the police officer asked you only one thing. Were you smoking? Oh, no. I don't do drugs. He looked at me. Well, why are you here? I want to ride with my friends. Everybody got out the car, came over, touched me on the shoulder. You go on. Go on. I said, they coming? No, but you go on. I got backup coming. You go on. See, God has a purpose and a plan for my life. It's not that I didn't do crime, but God said in 13 more years, Jerry, I'm going to have some children I'm going to need you to adopt. I didn't know that. But when I turned 32 years old, God came in. And he gave me one child, and I had to go over there, and he suffered a brain damage, a fractured skull. Thank you, Jesus, not a brain damage. His skull was fractured at the age of 3 weeks old. Because it was my brother. I ran over there. I said, what happened? I don't know. He kept crying, and then he missed and dropped him like it's a baby doll. I brought him in my house. He said, can you keep him till he turned 18? Brother had condition. That condition could have been mine. I said, okay, this is going to be a lot of work. Why? Because I'm working hard, really working hard. Baby keeping me up through the night, and because my brother had problems, he keeping me up through the night, reminding me that's his child. You just got to raise him until he turned 18. I know he's yours. Honey, I know he's yours. But I need to get some sleep if I'm going to give him up to 18. Because if I don't get him to sleep, he's not gonna get to 18, and I'm not gonna get to 18 more years outside of jail. So please stop calling me. Be careful what you say to people. 2 years later, he gets another child. I said, listen, I know I can have favor with Robert Sr., but I can't keep bringing on these children. I brought that one in. We both adopted it. And then Robert said, Jordan, I love you to my heart. But don't you bring me any more babies. You need to go talk to your brother.
Okay.
Because, see, you are not the one getting up every 3 hours.
I know. I get so tired.
Well, we're going to make up a schedule. Now I'm feeling what it's like to get up every 2 or 3 hours, giving out bottles, changing diapers. Oh, God. And now my brother calling 2 o'clock every day. I want you to keep in mind those are my children. I know the judge gave them to you, but they are mine. I know that. All I want to do is go to sleep. But see, people want you to make their life easy, but he's not considering what I'm going through in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. Thank God. When I bring them over there to them, they both just stand and marvel at the children. Court order, I couldn't leave them with them because they didn't know what to do with them. So which means now I'm starting a whole new journey and a new chapter in my life. But I thank God today that even when Robert passed, my husband passed, when he passed, he said, please make sure each one of my children have somewhere to stay, Jerry. Do not put a mortgage on this house. I'm not doing that. And I'm not. Because I have two children that can make it very good on themselves. Even though Al has some mental issues. One, he had a fractured skull when he was 3 weeks old and wasn't expected to live. Calvin cannot make it on his own. He will need a place to stay for the rest of his life. And I'm not planning on a mental institution for him. So I thank God every day, and I say, God, I trust you. I trust you that my way is already made. You allowed me to escape so many times that I should be in jail because you had this plan that I must raise these children. And I thank God, I truly thank him this morning, that he had the plan that I never knew in my life. His plan was for me to raise two more children. His plan was me to be a wife to stand by his husband, no matter what she tried to get out of. God said, you're there for life. God had a plan for each of us. Let's just reach our hands out and say, I trust you, Lord. Oh, Lord, I trust you. God, you've been good to me. You've been so good to me. I've escaped death 3-4 times. With your righteous hand, you have pulled me out of some very scary situations. Have another story, but that'll be testified Friday there. I haven't always, but I always believe that God takes good care of me. I learned that from my mother when she said, Father, I stretch my hands to thee, but there's no other help I know. Father, please don't withdraw your hands from me. And she said, and we were looking, Mama, what we going to eat? Don't worry, I trust God. Knocking on the door with boxes of food. And it wasn't, do you like the food or will y'all want to eat this? No. A meal is prepared. Come sit down and eat your food. That's where I've gone wrong. I was like, I'm going to always give my children a choice. See, that's spoiling the child. They shouldn't have had a choice. But children come with no instructions. So today I just want to tell everybody God is good. And he is worthy to be praised. I thank you, God. Before we find God, we are really idiots. I was a real idiot. Because I'm walking down the path of Satan, and he had me locked up. He would have me doing this. But the one thing he would not ever take my mind off, even when the police pulled us over, I said to my friend, don't worry, we'll be okay because God takes good care of us. They're looking at me like, do you see that policeman coming up behind us? I said, well, I'm not worried. God takes good care of me. And if you all would say the same thing, we all would be covered. But I'm going to confess, God takes good care of me. I'm only 19, but I'm still saying that. I was raised saying that. It was embedded in me. When I turned 4 years old, and my father wasn't able to kill me, and they brought me to my aunt's house, and she grabbed me and hugged me. She said, oh, my God, thank you, Jesus, for taking good care of Jerry. You're taking good care of Jerry. She was trembling. And she looked me in my face, and every morning she said, Jerry, I want you to remember, God takes very good care of you. You're chosen for something. I was 4 years old laughing with my brother about that. And we would mock Mom. Jerry, God chose you. I said, yeah, but, you know, Michael, we laughing about this, but the gun didn't kill me. And we all stopped that mocking and went on fight the plan. But every day until I was 18 years old and got out of her house, I heard God takes good care of you. So I started saying it. Oh, I'm not worried about the test tomorrow. God takes good care of me. Yes, now I'm not just saying it. I'm saying it because I believe. If you trust and believe and obey, God will take very good care of you. I'm a living witness. So I just want to tell you that today, Sister Barbara, I pray for every one of us that's out here in this world, that we don't know what Corona is doing or not doing. But I know one thing. Whatever's going on in this earth, God's going to take care of us.
Amen.
Because he takes good care of me. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. He's that kind of God. He will take good care of us. And he has done it for many of us from birth until today. We've gone through the storm and lots of rain, but truly we can stand up and say, God has taken good care of me. Because when we look back, things could be so much worse. Yeah, but a lot of things, God, although we've gone through, God yet allowed us to bypass a lot of things so that we can be who we are today. And if we've given him our life and we've given him our all, he will continue to take good care of us. You know, sometimes you can't tell people everything God has done for you. Some things you really do have to keep to yourself because people won't appreciate it because they're thinking, oh, he didn't do it for me. Well, he didn't do it for you because you're not me. And we're not the same. Yeah. I've heard people say, oh, I want that you got. No, you don't. We heard the preacher talk about the process this morning. Yeah. I know a lady, and she told me this. She said, Barbara, they see my glory, but they don't know my story. I've gone through. Yeah, I've gone through to have all of this that I got. I've gone through. Because sometimes we see people dressed so nice going to church. They got the big hats on. They got the matching shoes and purse, you know. They pull up in the big fancy cars. And you go by the house. The house is so nice and everything. But you don't know what them people went through before they got there. The preacher talked about that this morning. So what we do is tell God, thank you for what he's given to us. Tell God, thank you for where you are. It could be so much worse. But my mama died, yeah. But God will be a mother to the motherless. But Barbara, you don't understand my family. They're not close to me. I'm the black sheep of the family. Well, when my mother, my father, my family, and anybody else forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. But we got to take all these burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Barbara, you don't understand. When I look at other people's childhood, their parents took them to school. Their parents protected them. Mine didn't. Let God take you up on it. I'm 50 years old. It don't make no difference if you're 100. Let God take you up on it here. And he'll fix those things that are in your past. God has brought me so things in my past that were bad, I don't even remember them. Some things I remember, and he make me have joy over it. Because had I not gone through that, I wouldn't have this. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. So we learn to tell him thank you through the good and thank you through the bad. And Jerry, you got some awesome testimonies. Nobody but God, nobody but God could have brought you through. Clothes in your right mind. Yeah, clothes in your right mind. You're real smart, Jerry. See, they taught me this. Give them flowers while they're living, because when they're dead, you can't give none. Really smart, Jerry. Really intelligent. And what I like the most is you're real grateful and appreciative unto Almighty God. You don't leave him out. You're forever thanking him and forever remembering back from where he brought you. That's a beautiful thing. But your eyes have not seen, Jerry, and your ears have not heard. Hey, glory. Ah, the thing, ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. The things he got in store for you right here on the earth. Keep looking to the hills from which cometh your help. All of your help comes from the Lord. He made the heavens and the earth. And it's already all right today in Jesus' name. Andrea Stenner, I need you to lift your hands to the Lord when you can. You may be working, but when you get a moment, I want you to just lift your hands to the Lord and begin to praise him. Just begin to praise him. Just begin to praise him. Things are moving close to you. I see things moving close to you. It's not as long as it has been, and it's not as short as it's going to get, Spinner. God is not asleep. He's yet working concerning you. Oh, yeah, Lord Jesus. Hey, God, I thank you today, Lord. I thank you. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank want you to know it's not over for you. I want you when you go to lay down, when you go to rest or whatever you go to do, I want you just to begin to tell God, thank you, Lord. Just begin to praise him. Just begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Because what he's doing, Lord, he's working it out for you. There's a trip that has been promised to you, and Lord, you're going to get to take that trip. God is not a lying God. He's not a man that he should lie. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Not only that, Lord, but the Spirit of the Lord is going to take a walk through your house. Huh? Hey, thank you, Jesus. He's taking a walk through there, and he's going to fix some things. You're going to be surprised, Lord, at the things that he does over at your place. I ask him to lift gloom and doom at your house in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Send your healing power. God, go over and heal while you're there in the name of Jesus. Bind up every sickness, every evil and hindering and negative spirit. Even the spirits that keep coming back, bind them up, Father, and cast them to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, we thank him today. Hallelujah. You don't know like I know what he's done for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Sister Rita, keep looking up. Keep looking up because you're looking to the hills from which cometh your help. All of your help comes from the Lord today. He made the heavens and the earth. Whatever it is that you want, Sister Rita, I want you to step out in faith. Step out in faith. God is lifting burdens. God is lifting burdens over your way. I see a connection that he's putting together for you, Sister Rita, and it's going to be a good connection. Hallelujah. That will bless you. And I see your family doing some turning. I see the family doing some turning, Sister Rita. And it's turning around for your good. Just begin to praise God. Just begin. All he need is your praises. All he need is your praises. He's worthy. Ah, yeah, yeah. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Ah, thank you today, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Ah, thank you for what you're doing right now. Ah, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Rose Brown, when you can, I want you to begin to praise God. I want you to begin to praise him, Rose Brown. I want you to begin to praise him. God told me to tell you he got you covered. He got you covered. Hey, he got you covered. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, we thank you today, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, he's an awesome God. If we can but trust him today, if you can just keep the faith and trust him this day, he's already worked it out for you. He has already worked it out for you. Hallelujah. You're just going to walk into your blessing. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's overdue. It's overdue. Hallelujah. And God know that you've been faithful. You come faithful. You want to hear what he got to say. It's like you attending church every morning. And he's blessing his faithful few. Hallelujah. Sister Diane, when you can, lift your hands. Just lift your hands. And just begin to tell God, thank you. And tell God what you want, Diane. Tell God the kind of life you want. Tell God about your mind. Tell him about everything you need him to know about. Begin to tell God and begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Even when you think on negative things, begin to praise God. It could be so much worse. It could be so much worse. Oh, but God is faithful. And he said if we would be faithful unto him, he would give us a crown of life that would never fade away. Oh, I'm thankful unto him today. I'm thankful that he's a God that he can fix any situation for his people. We love him this morning. Hallelujah. And there's none like him. I want to say good morning to everybody. God bless you this morning. And I don't know if we have enough time to do roll call and pray out, but I thank God for that faithful few. Sister Dorothy Goodman and Sister Mary Ann Rose Brown, Sister Simone, Sister Melanie Rose, Sister Angela, Laura, Alexis, Minister Jacqueline, Bernella, Lachelle, Andrea Stenner, Andrea in Philadelphia, Keisha, Rita, Sion, Diane, Jared, Kim Hopps, Michelle, Patricia Fluka, Lisa, and Yvonne. Good morning to you and God bless you. Brother Lewis, Brother Jermaine, Brother Frank, Brother Anthony, Brother D, Brother Dan, Mike Hopps, Pastor Herring, Pastor James Brown, Brother George West Perry, Brother Lee Hamilton, God bless you this morning, and Brother Coleman. We thank God for each and every one, that faithful few, I thank God, and those that plant seeds in my ministry, and those that, you know, the Lord speak to your heart, and you send me a financial blessing or whatever it is, I thank God for you this morning. Those that listen faithfully in the archives and the podcast, I thank God for you today. Hallelujah. And you know, when two or three get together and we begin to praise God, you know, things begin to happen. It only take two or three. Hallelujah. God even moved for one, because he's moved for me and I'm just one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I saw that. I don't know that number, but if they'll press that number one, I'll bring them in, Sion. Did they leave? Oh, they pressed the one. Hallelujah. Good morning to you, area code 321. God bless you this morning. How are you? Can you hear me, area code 321? First three numbers, 830.
Say good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Sophie.
Hi.
How are you? That is wonderful, Sophie. You got to call in this morning. I'm so thankful you call in, Sophie. That's a beautiful. You're welcome. That's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. They got Miss Sophie over here. Okay. Okay, when I come back down there, Sophie, I want to make sure I see you, okay? Okay, okay. Yeah, me and Sophie when I go back down there. Ah, yeah. That's going to be a beautiful thing. Sophie doing homeschool and all of that when school was in, you know. And so that's a wonderful thing. So we thank God this morning, even the children. He said, suffer the children to come unto me. And forbid them not, for such is his kingdom. And so we're grateful unto him this morning. Thank him for his move. And for all of us, if I didn't call your name, don't worry about it. He's yet moving for you if you're praising. If you have faith and trust him, he's yet moving for you. I even see money falling. Yeah, Spinner, I even saw money falling around you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's okay today. And tell him, so Lord, let's money fall in my hand. God, let some money fall in my hand. We going out, Brother Louis. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Later, sweet tater. Have a blessed day. All right, we're going to pray out, and we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for Sophie calling me today. Thank you, Lord, to hear her voice. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. I thank you today for all you've done. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Thank you for what you're going to do. Thank you today that you love us so much. And God, you give desires of our hearts. Things our mind are on, God, you bring it to pass. And we thank you this day. We ask as we depart this morning that, Father, you would bless our going out, bless our coming in. Meet the need in our lives today, according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. And Father, as the money falling, let it fall upon all of us. Lord, bless us financially. We plant a seed in you today that we would be blessed in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. And Father, we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today, June the 17th, 2021, in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye and have a blessed day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.